With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Budding is taking place along the Texas coastline from Tropical Storm Alberto. Correspondent Julie Walker.
The Texas coast from Corpus Christi to Brownsville and beyond is experiencing flooding from high tides and rain, both from Tropical Storm Alberto. Surfside Beach Mayor Greg Bisso says with the Gulf on one side and the bay on the other, there's no escaping the water.
And we're just a slither of land in between it. And like I said, on the west end of the island, it's almost completely underwater. And the east end is getting that way also now.
He says houses are on stilts, so they're not flooding, but everything on the ground in the path of the water is, including any cars residents did not move. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNnews.com, Trump-endorsed conservative Hung Cao has captured the GOP Senate primary in Virginia. Correspondent Bob Agnew has more.
The retired Navy captain hopes to flip the seat of Democrat incumbent Tim Kaine in November. An outspoken conservative, Cao used a campaign ad to blame President Biden for the lawsuits against Donald Trump and for rising crime. He also took aim at woke cancel culture's attack on free speech. Quote, "You know it, but you also know that you can't say it. We're forced to say that wrong is right." Democrats are confident they can hold Kaine's seat. Republican election officials say there's a good chance they can flip the seat from blue to red. Bob Agnew reporting.
Louisiana becoming the first state to require that the Ten Commandments be displayed in every public school classroom. Republican Governor Jeff Landry signed the bill mandating the display. Opponents question the law's constitutionality and warn that lawsuits are likely to follow. Proponents say the purpose of the measure is not solely religious, but it has historical significance. Classrooms must display the Ten Commandments by 2025. This is SRN News. The Biden administration seeks to jail a Texas doctor.
Ethan Haim, a surgeon at Children's Hospital in Houston, leaked information to journalist Christopher Rufo that sex change operations were being carried out there on children, even after officials said they had stopped. The Justice Department says Dr. Haim violated privacy laws and has now unsealed an indictment that could land him in jail for up to 10 years. Critics say the charges are designed to intimidate whistleblowers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Oklahoma State Supreme Court has rejected the State Board of Education's attempt to determine what books are available in public school libraries. The court found Board of Education rules approved last year, which include bans on pornographic and sexualized content in books for small children, violate state law. The state's education superintendent expressing disappointment with that decision. This is SRN News. Did you ever get your McDonald's order mixed up at an AI-powered drive-thru?
The experiment behind the fast food giant's current automated order taker will soon be coming to a close. McDonald's confirmed it's decided to end a global partnership with IBM, which has been testing this artificial intelligence technology at select McDonald's drive-thrus since 2021. While the IBM partnership for McDonald's current automated order taker is winding down, the Chicago-based company seemed to suggest it wasn't ruling out any other AI-related drive-thru plans down the road.
Correspondent Jeremy House, two-century-old steel pipes that help convey water from a river on the Blackfeet Indian Reservation to a river that helps irrigate northern Montana cropland have failed. It's caused local flooding and raised concerns about the availability of drinking water for at least 14,000 people. More details at SRNnews.com.